seeing him. We're going to see two film clips. One where you're going to see Mr. Tabuteau and not hear him. It is a little peculiar, it runs a little too fast, but you will enjoy it even so. And then we're going to also see another film in which Mr. Tabuteau will be interviewed by Mr. Delancey and by Saul Schoenbach. That second one was made on the occasion just about, I think, 20 years ago in one of the earliest things made by public television. And we will enjoy hearing Mr. Tabuteau. And because those who haven't heard him may be a little bit surprised at his English, I want to tell you a few words about my first experience with Mr. Tabuteau. When I came to this country in 1930 and became a pupil, a conducting pupil of the Curtis Institute, and I could hardly speak any English at the time, and I was told about this wonderful man and how he conducted these classes for woodwinds and other instrumentalists, and how this was the best way for me to learn something about how to deal with instruments. And I was given permission to come to these sessions, but was told to be very careful, very discreet, and not in any way to make him notice me, because seemingly he was not very kind to intruders. And so I came to the room and sat in the farthest possible corner to try to find out what this great man was doing. And I had great difficulties to understand what he was doing, because to my enormous surprise, he seemed to be speaking in French. I was enormously impressed. I said to myself, how extraordinary it is. I never realized Americans were so polyglotly civilized. That here in Philadelphia, a teacher could teach students in speaking in French, and they seemingly understood what he was saying. And I was listening. It was unmistakably French, except once in a while there were some strange numbers being pronounced. One, two, three, four. But the whole thing sounded something. Having got to school in France and having heard that kind of lingo there, I said to myself, I must really, now I can understand what he's saying, because he speaks a language I can understand. I crept forward very softly and all of a sudden realized that in fact, although he was speaking French, he was using English words to speak. You may hear something. Of course, this film that you're going to see was made some 30 years later, after both Mr. Tabuteau's and my English have improved considerably. But I can assure you that in 1930, it was a very special kind of language, even more pronounced than you're going to hear it here. I just want to say something about the interview that will be conducted by Mr. Delancey and Mr. Saul Schoenbach. I don't know if you realize that Mr. Delancey was sharing with Mr. Tabuteau the first chair of the Philadelphia Orchestra for 8 years, and then remained the first oboe player of the Philadelphia Orchestra for the next 23 years. I think that's quite a record to remember.